Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, and today we've got something really practical for you. Absolutely, we're diving into how to upscale client images to print quality. This is something that so many creatives struggle with, and it can really make or break a project. Right, so picture this. You have a client who wants to print a massive 24 by 36 image for their office wall. They're excited, they have the budget, and then they send you a 2 megabyte JPEG from 3 years ago. You open it up and it looks like a pixelated mess. Sound familiar? Oh man, I've been there. It's like getting ready to launch a rocket and you realize you're still in the garage. So why can't we just print those phone photos? Great question. The main issue is pixel density. The photos look amazing on screens because they emit light, but print? Print reflects light and needs a lot more data to look good. A typical screen displays at 72 ppi, pixels per inch, while a high-quality print needs around 300 dpi dots per inch. You need 4 times the data. Jordan, wow, that's a huge difference. So what do we do about it? Alex, well, the good news is there are some fantastic tools available now that can help. In 2025, I've found a couple of standout options. First up is Topaz, Gigapixel. It's been an industry favorite for a while because it keeps the original feel of the image while adding resolution without making it look fake. That sounds super handy, but what about those tricky textures or blurry images? That's where Magnific AI comes in. This one can generate realistic details where there aren't any. For example, if you have a blurry texture on a sweater, it can create a wool-like detail to fill that in. Just be careful with faces. We don't want your client looking like a different person. Right, we want them to look good, not like they just walked off a sci-fi set. Exactly. And don't forget the basics. Sometimes you just need a clean enlargement. Quick edits can save time and still look professional. Pro tip, always work on a duplicate layer or a separate file so you don't mess with the original. That makes sense. So how do we actually upscale these images step by step? Here's the workflow. I recommend, first, clean up any noise in the image. If it's grainy at 100%, it's going to be a disaster at 400%. I like using the denoise function in Lightroom or Topaz. Denoise. Just be careful not to turn it into plastic. So you want to get rid of the grain without losing that organic feel? Exactly. Next, set your target size. If your client wants that 24 by 36 print at 300 dpi, you need a file size of about 70,200 by 10,800 pixels. Don't just hit 4x and hope for the best. Wow, that sounds like math I didn't sign up for. Haha, I get it. But it's important. Once you have that figured out, you can run the upscale. Load your image into your tool and adjust the sliders carefully. With Topaz, use the standard or high fidelity model and move the remove blur slider gently. So, don't just crank everything up to 100% and hope for the best. Exactly. You want enhancement, not transformation. Finally, don't forget to add a bit of output sharpening in Photoshop or Lightroom. It might look a bit crunchy on the screen, but it will print beautifully. Got it. So why should we go through all this trouble? Can't we just tell the client to send a better file? That's a common thought, but here's the thing. Solving these problems can be very lucrative. The print-on-demand market is projected to grow dramatically in the coming years. People want custom products, but most don't know how to prepare their files properly. So by positioning ourselves as experts who can fix their images, we can actually charge a premium for that service? Absolutely. For instance, a boutique photographer increased their average order value just by offering a premium wall art optimization add-on. That's a significant bump for just running a file through an upscaler. Wow, that's impressive. But what are some common mistakes to watch out for? One of the biggest ones is over-sharpening. When you upscale, the software enhances edges to make them look sharper. If you add even more sharpening on top, it can create weird halos around objects, which can look terrible in print. Yikes, I can see how that would ruin a project. And what about the eyes? Good catch. AI can sometimes mess up eyes, so always check them at 100%. If they look off, either fix them manually or mask in the original sharp eyes if possible. So how can someone get started with this? It's pretty straightforward. Grab some old low-res photos you have, download a trial of Topaz or sign up for Magnific, and practice. Once you feel confident, add it to your services. Offer something like professional, image, upscaling for large format print. That sounds like a fantastic plan. And remember to manage expectations with your clients. Let them know you can improve the image significantly. But miracles? Not really. Haha, right. They'll be amazed when they see the before and after. Exactly. And that satisfaction is what keeps us going. Well, this has been super insightful, Alex. What are some key takeaways from today? Just remember, when you're upscaling images, it's all about using the right tools, understanding your workflow, and knowing how to manage client expectations. Perfect. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.